Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee. Live a new life. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized unto death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. In this passage, which actually starts in the previous chapter, Paul seems to be in the thicket of a heavily theological discussion. That happens to Paul occasionally. He attempts to explain some of the finer points of Christianity to new converts. Paul has such zeal for his beliefs that the words and phrases come tumbling out. Has someone actually suggested to Paul that people who believe in Christ should continue to sin so that they can continue to receive God's saving grace? In the previous chapter in Romans, Paul has said that where sin is great, so is grace. There have indeed been people who argued that God's salvation is so wonderful that we should obtain it continually by sinning often and then being forgiven. But Paul says forgiveness and grace are not the end point. They are, in fact, the beginning of a new life. That life is in Christ. Just as Christ died and was resurrected, we too should die. We should die to sin. We can be then raised from that death into a new life. That is a life where sin and sinning has much less appeal because we have experienced something far more satisfying. Once raised, are we free from sin? Not completely. We may stumble and fall along the way. When we do, there is grace sufficient for our renewal. But our focus will be on a new life, one where Christ is the center, and that new life will change our attitude and our behavior. Let us pray. God in heaven, give us a deeper understanding of the renewal and new life that you have provided for us with the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Jim Stovall.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.